Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your radio dials. It is Ladies Night at the North American Wrestling Connection. Robert Seidelman's off playing Mega Man somewhere. Tonight it is I, your host, Nikki Heyman. Allow me to introduce the rest of our panel tonight. First, from the Great White North, which should be green. It's almost July. It's got to be green up there, so, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, Trista Thompson.
It's pretty green up here, yeah. Kind of dark right now because, you know, the sun goes down here sometimes, but it is quite green and wet. It's a lot of rain recently.
We also have a newcomer to the show tonight, a good friend of mine from Online Onslaught and Puns House. She is the recapper for ECW, and I know her best as Fire Woman. Fire, good evening.
Good evening, everybody.
I'm going to play the only male voice we are going to hear tonight. Just a disclaimer for the rest of our audience.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Timmy! Actual physical contact!
Okay, with that out of the way. Before we get started with the pay-per-view, I have some news coming in. I promise, that's my last sound effect for a little while. We had a federal appeals court step up and tell Hustler that was a very bad idea to start publishing pictures of Nancy Benoit that were taken two decades ago.
Nice.
Apparently, when the pictures were originally taken, Nancy had told them to destroy the pictures. And the pictures remained in Larry Flint's archive, probably for his own viewing pleasure, and were recently published. Her family sued originally Hustler. Hustler had been ruled favorably the first time, as it was considered a legitimate matter of public interest and concern. They're nude photographs. They have nothing to do with what happened 2 years and one day ago. Seriously. I'm not trying to hog the show. Any thoughts from...
I didn't know that they'd even published, since I don't really subscribe to that magazine. So, but don't they become kind of Hustler's property at some point?
Given that there was a request, when after the pictures were taken, have them destroyed.
Yeah. You'd have to look in to see if the request can be made, but whether they're required to abide by that, I guess the courts made the decision that, yeah, they were.
That's kind of weird, though, because when Anna Nicole died, didn't Playboy still do, like, a special anniversary thing for her?
I thought they did.
I guess, yeah, Hustler's different because you see more, right?
Maybe that was the difference.
And Playboy is somewhat classy, according to people who have done Playboy.
Not my forte, guys.
Yeah.
I just Googled the picture.
It'd be for men's night to talk about the pornography shows or pornography magazines.
Yeah. We'll let them, for all the guys that are listening, you guys go ahead and fantasize. Okay. Why did I put that? Sunday was Slammiversary, not Bound for Glory. Damn you, Seidelman, trying to make me look bad. Just a quick glance over what happened at the pay-per-view, because unfortunately I was very disappointed. There's another gentleman who writes on the interwebs who says that sometimes he can a pay-per-view can be ruined in the last 5 minutes.
True.
By God, Vince Russo did it. He did such a wonderful job of ruining his pay-per-view in the last 5 minutes, but that's my opinion. So, just to go over the pick'ems real quick, the dark match of the night was the British Invasion versus Rhino and Eric Young. Eric Young has been displaying a heel side of late, walked out of the match, and the British Invasion stomped Rhino. Everybody that we had in on the pick'ems all voted British Invasion, so everybody got a point.
Yay, everybody.
The second match, Daniels versus Shane Douglas. This match was marred by an injury early in the match. Apparently, Douglas did something to his ankle. Otherwise, this match would have been downright passable. It was quite slow. Think Cena Big Show for pacing.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody picked Daniel, so everybody gets another point.
All right.
Okay, Mixed Tag Monsters Ball. Abyss and Taylor Wilde versus Raven and Screaming Daphne Unger, which I was actually curious about this match because I am a Daphne fan. I'm glad that they got her out of the Palin costume and are letting her be her.
I thought Taylor Wilde did a fantastic job in this. I had not seen her in that kind of match before. And I think someone else posted about this, but this shot of her on top of the speaker or whatever she was on top of before she took the dive on Daphne was just I thought that was really good.
That was beautiful, and the big shocker near the end, the fact that Daphne took the tax.
And she did it again Thursday night.
Yes, she did. Props to her. I have even more respect for this gal.
She's in
but
the game.
But she. Well, we knew this. We knew this. But she is so much fun when she's this crazy.
Well, yeah,
and
that's why we watch.
That, exactly. And despite this act of bravery, this is not what she did to win a match. So. Taylor Wilde and Abyss took the match, so points to VRM, to Josh, to Typho, and fourth. I really thought Daphne and Raven were going to take care of business here. I really did. So I didn't get a point.
Me neither.
I didn't make picks, so I get no points at all.
I made picks and I don't watch TNA. Do you know how hard that was?
But I'll tell you what, if you're detached enough from a show, sometimes your picks come out better.
That's true.
Because
I
actually
can't give it as much thought.
You don't have favorites.
Exactly. Where do we go from here? Oh, yes. Angelina Love versus Tara, the former Victoria. I've been hearing some wonderful things about where Tara is going to be going. And the fact that she's going to take her spider gimmick way over the top, which she did on Thursday, since she is new to TNA, but a respected veteran, it was a pretty safe bet that Angelina Love was going to retain at the pay-per-view.
Right.
So everybody but Typho got a point.
Hmm.
Let's see. Team 3D versus Beer Money. Now, I think that these guys work really well together. James Storm is a head case anyway, and I have it on good authority that Team 3D really, really wants to see these guys become something, and I think they have. The fact that this is one of the best homegrown teams that TNA has had next to America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
Which James Storm is also a part of.
This is true.
Exactly. So he already brought in his tag team.
The common denominator there is James Storm.
Yes. This one was, a lot of people weren't sure about this. Team 3D had just gotten the titles, I think. So a lot of people picked Team 3D, but surprise, surprise, Beer Money has the belts once again. So points only go to VRM and fourth. Damn it, guys. Let's see. Sting versus the Blueprint Matt Morgan with the stipulation that if Morgan beats Sting, he gets to run the main event Mafia. Come on. Was there any doubt? Seriously.
Seriously.
And I'll just, you know, like I said, point for everybody.
Yay.
Okay. X Division King of the Mountain match. Now, before I go into this, I'm sorry, Mr. Russo, but your King of the Mountain match thing is the most convoluted, confusing, and ludicrous concept I have ever seen in wrestling, next to the Minor 49er match.
Once I got what the rules were, though, it was pretty entertaining. It was the first 15 minutes of what are they doing?
See, that's the thing. You shouldn't have to do that. You shouldn't have to sit there and try to figure out what in the world is going on. But it seems it's a signature of TNA now, so I will try to keep myself from complaining. It was a we had a 2-point thing. Let me see if I can remember what this was. Who was gonna win and who won and who was gonna get in first. And Suicide won the match, and Machismo was the first one pinned. The only person who got that exactly right was Jason. Josh and Forrest got Suicide for the win. I was completely off the mark with Saban and Consequences Creed. Trista, you picked Lethal to win and Shelley in the cage. And, of course, Fire, I'm sure you wouldn't mind anybody in the cage.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny.
If not the cage, the basement.
Yeah, the basement, definitely.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to explain that, too.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, just real quick. There's been a Fire and I both do like a lot of the same guys, and Trista, you probably like the same list we're on here.
Okay.
We're talking guys like Jericho, like John Morrison, RVD, Fire's also a connoisseur of Tyler Black. And just all in that group. Well, unfortunately, Punt's house has decided that Firewoman has all of these guys in the basement of her home.
Huh. That's interesting.
You'll have to come down.
Yeah, it'd be more interesting if it were actually true, of course.
I'm trying to figure out how Tyler Black managed to escape my basement and get to yours.
So there's a tunnel that runs between the two.
That's interesting.
That is a long tunnel. No wonder he's in such good shape. Ooh. And Fire does do me the favor of letting RVD out of the basement every Wednesday night for RVD Radio, which starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. 2 hours, RVD discusses, well, whatever.
We should probably not mention this to him, though.
No. Okay, but I did him a favor and plugged the show because I feel bad that I was not able to be on the show Wednesday night because I was stuck at an indie show where they were fixing the ring for almost an hour.
Fun.
Well, yeah, 2 matches in, they said, you can wait or we can go to intermission. We got to fix the steel cable that snapped underneath the ring and the ring posts are leaning a little bit. Anyway, it was bad. Was bad, and I will not mention the name of the league on the air to obscure the innocent.
But you'll tell it later in private?
Yeah, I could.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you the rest of that story. Let's see, the main event for this pay-per-view was another King of the Mountain match. Jeff Jarrett, Kurt Angle, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and we're missing somebody.
Mick Foley?
Yeah, Foley. He put Jarrett down twice.
Okay.
So, anyway, the answer to the million-dollar question was that Kurt Angle was going to win and Joe was the first one in the cage. Putting Joe in the cage at the beginning made a lot of sense once the word had gotten out about his an injured bicep.
Oh, okay.
He's hurt. He couldn't do too much in the match. Putting him in the cage at the very beginning of the match, even before the bell rang, where he pretty much stormed the ring, jumps Angle, starts beating the crap out of him, the refs pull him apart, and since they were both wearing hockey jerseys, Angle wearing a Pens jersey, Joe wearing a Red Wings jersey, they put Joe in the cage 2 minutes for fighting.
Oh my God.
Which did spark a debate at our house, because technically they both should have gone in for fighting, but...
Well, then the fight just would have continued in the cage. But Joe swung first, although technically in most sports it's usually the second guy who gets caught.
In hockey, they both go, so...
Okay. You got to understand, I'm from a state that doesn't know what hockey is, originally. But what was otherwise a decent match just ended in a Russo-rific swerve. A reach through the television and hope I grab Russo by the short hairs swerve. Where Joe and Angle are climbing the ladder to hang up the belt, Joe just smiles, hands over the title so that Angle can hang it up. I turned the pay-per-view off at this point. I'm sorry, Tristan.
You have to hang up the belt to win the match?
Yeah.
So it's like a reverse ladder match to match the reverse battle royal?
Yep.
Wow.
Do you understand why I would like Russo to eat a barbed wire bat sideways?
Yeah. I'm just confused.
let's see. We all had wonderful guesses. Trisha, you did the best thing and took the full point for I don't care. I'll explain that to you, Fire, when we do the bash pick'ems, because you're more than welcome to participate.
Okay.
Let's see. Seidelman's the only one who picked Angle to win. None of us put Joe in the cage at the beginning, so Rob and Trish are the only ones who get points.
All right.
So when the dust settled, I suck. I, along with Typho and DJ, had only 4 points. Trista, you weren't much better. You and Mr. Seidelman had 5.
Huh.
6 points bouncing around between VRM, Jason Block, and Josh Henniger, meaning that our winner and still North American Wrestling Connections to the weight champion, 4th. But he's not here to claim the belt, so I'm going to sit on it.
There you go.
Tis mine for now. So with that out of the way, do we want to talk about this goofy swerve now, or should we go to something a little sillier like Raw?
Oh, I don't know if we want to go and talk about Raw this week. I think the issue, and Nikki, you and I have talked about this, the issue that I have with the Main Event Mafia is that there's no... They have their own story, and then everybody else has their own story, and nobody cares about them. You know, they have their own sort of story, but it doesn't really, if they're supposed to be this dominant stable, but, you know, they come out at the beginning, they come out at the end, and then there's all these other matches in between. It's like, why are they even there? And there's nobody to counter them at all.
Right. It's starting to feel like, the NWO, either, you know, near the end of its first run where everybody wanted to be in it, which is what I got, the vibe I got with the whole Joe joins the Mafia and then Matt Morgan joins the Mafia. See, is this still working? Crap. Is this still working?
I can hear you.
Okay, no, my earpiece is starting to conk out,
oh,
so
okay.
Give me a second. Just the fact that now everybody's jumping on board with the Mafia.
Right.
So, you know, next thing you know, half of the roster is going to be Main Event Mafia, and then it's going to be everybody else. We're not going to have the unified front you saw with NWO versus WCW in, like, late 96, and you're certainly not going to see it with, because we didn't get the Millionaires Club New Blood thing that we got in WCW in 2000. It's just not working. I don't care. And you're right, Fire. Nobody. Who's supposed to care when...
Yeah. I mean, it's who's supposed to care. I mean, are we supposed to care when the wrestlers who should be on either aligned opposite them, they don't have any programs with any of the guys in Main Event Mafia, so they're off doing their own program? It's kind of why the main event, even though it was entertaining, the swerve at the end really didn't do anything for me, positive or negative, because I was like, oh, okay.
So, and I tried. I even watched Impact, and it just did not keep my attention. I got a lot more done with a couple of games. Let's see. So, well, in that case, I'm gonna let that stew. How am I doing on time here? Oh, we still got a boatload of time. Monday night was pretty much Trump's baby, and they wanted to do this commercial-free Raw, which is something that USA had been experimenting with several of their. Several of the television shows they carry, and they did that periodically with movies. So this wasn't exactly new for USA. News breaks a couple hours before the show via Joey Styles' Twitter saying that anybody who was at that show was getting their money back. And that was apparently legit.
I would like my 2 hours back.
Now, I didn't think it was too horrible a show, although admittedly, I was very disappointed in the Last Man Standing match.
Yes.
I did not appreciate the fact that it went to a double countout a la Shawn Michaels' Triple H from a few years back. So, let's see, are we working here? Yes, we go.
I think it's very telling about the split of talent when the most entertaining match of the night was the one with the wrestlers from SmackDown.
Yeah.
That came over.
I think they really wanted to do a little bit more with Trump. Not necessarily that show,
mm-hmm.
but further down the line. But I didn't read anything specific or definitive. But apparently this deal about Trump buying Raw, some people took it a little too seriously.
My stepmom-in-law called me to ask me if I heard the news.
And it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I had to explain to her that it was a storyline.
Give me a second here. Am I still on the air?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay. I just had to put in a working earpiece. Okay. I've gotten several items from casual fans saying, you know, what's up with this? And I said, well, you know, it's just for the show. Well, apparently some suits got their panties in a bunch and said, hey, that's illegal. And Vince and Trump looked at each other and said, hey, that's a storyline. But apparently the SEC doesn't like to be worked.
Well, the SEC needs to have, I don't know, some people with some more intelligence making those decisions. It's clearly in the context of a wrestling show. This is the same wrestling show that had a white limousine explode or blow up the boss, you know. I don't know. I would be surprised that they would actually think that it was actually a real deal that they did on television without any of the appropriate paperwork or legalese or any of that stuff.
I think the people from the FCC and the people from PETA are like best friends on MySpace. And they're just, like, always messaging each other and being like, hey, you can flip out on this week, and we'll flip out on this, and we'll drive people crazy. And that's what they do in their free time.
It just comes down to, I've noticed this, though. Whenever wrestling toes the real world line, people say, oh, wow, you know, that really happened?
Was that real? Because wrestling's fake. Was that really real? Like, did that happen?
Yes, and Buffy really was staking vampires in the cemetery in Sunnydale, too.
But, I'm, you know, we've seen this more than once.
True.
And it just baffles me that people get to that point. You know, they rag on how fake wrestling is, and then something like this comes up, and they're like, "Oh wow, did you hear what happened?"
Yeah.
And that's when we wrestling fans can get back at everybody.
Well, we get the ratings were for Raw.
Oh good Lord, that's the biggest mind blower. The fact that the ratings came in at their highest in probably 2 or 3 years, 4.5.
Wow.
For the commercial free show. And to be honest, that's the other thing I wanted to point out. Did you notice that the product placement and the Smack of the Night kind of stuff was actually kind of low key?
Except for the big bucket of chicken on the announce table. Yeah, it was very low key.
Yeah, I loved how cheesy that was. And Punk's out there doing commentary, and he's like, "So, what's this deal with this new Kentucky Grilled Chicken?" And it's just like, oh my God. That was funny stuff, though.
Seriously, I was expecting a whole lot worse. I was expecting it in every segment, seeing a Pepsi machine in the background, seeing, you know, probably seeing a bucket of chicken in somebody else's locker room, catching one of the wrestlers shaving, you know, somebody walking around in camo, you know, take your pick of all the sponsors they have, or have, you know, one of the wrestlers sitting there eating a Snickers bar, and take, you know, or JR eating Skittles on camera.
You know, it's funny that the commercial-free Raw is that technically wasn't commercial-free in Canada.
No?
No.
They put ads on yours. Oh.
They did. They still did, it's Jack Capella. And,
mm-hmm.
He was still popping up, and he's like, "Hey, don't forget to check out these shows when they come into your area." And that's what they usually play during, like, the actual commercials during Raw. So it was like, we still had commercials. I think they cut out a couple of, like, entrances or whatever. Like, we didn't miss anything huge, but it definitely wasn't the commercial-free that we were promised by Donald Trump. That bastard.
That's dumb.
It is.
You
so
should demand your money back.
I was all excited to watch it too after work, and then my brother's like, "Oh, it's not commercial free," and I'm like, "Fuck that, man! I'm going to bed."
That's silly, but you know, I didn't think it was a horrible show. I mean, they did what they always do.
Thank God for SmackDown, or else that would have been a horrible show.
But unfortunately, since, you know, enough people got their panties in a bunch, they decided to do a skit where Vince acted like an even more colossal idiot and sat there and paid twice, supposedly, as the story goes, paid twice than what he sold it for, as Trump so declared at the beginning of the segment. So now, Vince is in full crybaby dick mode for what was left of Raw and all through SmackDown, which it was everything I had to keep from throwing things at my television. So I'm going to put in some good news. Trisha, I know you don't watch ECW, and I kind of spoiled it for you.
That's okay. I wasn't too interested. Continue.
But the fact that Evan Bourne is still one of the better reasons to see the show.
Amen to that.
And until we got to get that bandage off his abs.
Yes, please.
However, we had a rather amusing interview segment. And Fire, you put this in your recap as the best Mark Henry interview ever.
Yes, I did.
So I'm giving you the floor for this one. You came up with it.
You're assuming I can remember what I watched 2 days ago.
Do you want me to tell it? I can
Mark
tell
Henry, Gregory Helms was getting ready to interview Mark Henry and his mouthpiece Tony Atlas, which always amuses me because I think Tony Atlas is worse on the mic than Mark Henry is. All of a sudden there's commotion off screen. And the camera switches around, and there's a production assistant or a staff person who's been crushed by some sort of crate. The camera goes back to Henry and Atlas, but Gregory Helms is nowhere to be seen. And Mark Henry and Tony Atlas are looking around confused. So they cut back to the tragedy that's unfolding just, you know, to the left of them there. And there's men trying to lift this big, heavy crate off of their fallen comrade. And suddenly the crate flies off. And behind them is a familiar to some of us, probably most of us, figure, caped figure in green, who has lifted this crate off of this poor man. And then he skedaddles out of the way. The camera cuts back to Henry and Atlas, and Helms has miraculously reappeared and asks Henry again if he has any comments about his match, and Henry is too sort of befuddled by everything to even sort of form a coherent answer.
Beautifully done, beautifully paced, and apparently somebody in the truck learned how to edit.
Yes. Yeah, they cut it just right because they had Helms back in frame for the second for his second appearance as Helms, but looking like he might have just gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very well done.
They had pulled a similar thing going back to Raw for just a brief moment with Santina and Santino outside of Trump's office, which I thought was brilliant. I don't know if him firing Santina means the end of Santina.
I hope so.
I could take or leave it. I found it amusing, and just the editing of it justified it. And there's going to be a mark out there and say, but he really does have a twin sister.
Now, see, that would be the swerve if he actually does have a twin sister.
But I'm just saying that, you know, we know what's really going on, and there's going to be at least one mark that's going to come up to me in the next 6 months that says, but he really does have a twin sister. You saw that wrong, right? At that point, I will execute my first wrestling move, yes. I will take that person and DDT them on a chair. So, let's see. Ah, yes, we were drooling. Fire and I were drooling about SmackDown tonight.
Oh yes.
I have to agree with you guys. SmackDown is pretty much the best show that WWE is putting out there. We have a new SmackDown 6, and basically two of them are from the original SmackDown 6. If I've got all my names correct, Edge, Rey Mysterio, Chris Jericho, Jeff Hardy, CM Punk, and John Morrison.
Yeah.
And the fact that everybody got to work tonight, Punk worked twice, technically, with his refereeing the cage match and a very, very serviceable match with him and John Morrison.
Yeah, that was a good match.
They are subtly and slowly teasing Punk's heel turn. And Trista, you're a Ring of Honor person. Were you watching during Punk's epic heel days?
I wasn't following it then, but I've seen his work. Like, I have the DVDs from that era and whatnot. And dude's just like a natural heel. Like, I'm surprised you've kept him a babyface for this long, because his heel character is, well, like, his catchphrase speaks to himself, you know, like, I'm straight edge and that makes me better than you. And he is better than me. So, like, he's just awesome. He's very sarcastic. He's straight to the point. He has reasonings, you know, like, he can back up what he's saying. And it just makes you, like, hate him that much more, because it's like, shit, I don't have a comeback to that. Like, he's right and he knows it. It's like Randy Orton earlier in the year when he was all like, oh, no, I have, what was it, like ICD or OMG?
Yeah. IED.
IED, there you go. And he had that, and you could tell that, like, he was convinced that what he was doing was right.
Mm-hmm.
That's very much like Punk when he's heel. He's just awesome. I love it.
It'll be interesting. I've not followed our Ring of Honor until recently, so I've not seen that version of CM Punk. So I'm liking the turn. I'm liking how slow it appears to be coming.
It's so exciting. I get butterflies when I think of it.
And with heel turn coming, since we've already got a couple of A-list heels in Jericho and Edge, And the fact that Jeff Hardy has, I will throw this in, I have several of the WWE guys on my that I follow on Twitter, and that includes both of the Hardys. And Jeff has been hinting the fact that the Bash might be his last match. This is mere speculation on my part.
Didn't he just sign a big contract?
According to Matt, he did. I will, you know, I'll believe it when I see what happens at the Bash. If they end up stretching Jeff out, or they do, you know, that he doesn't win the match, or they do something to him at the next SmackDown. Again, pure speculation.
When wrestlers retire on such, like, B-shows, pay-per-views, like, the Bash, like, why can't you, like, tough it out for one more month and go at, like, SummerSlam?
Yeah. I would expect, you know, if were I blessed enough to be at that high level in the wrestling business, I would want to go away at a big pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Even if it was something as simple as, you know, pulling a JBL at Mania and just screaming I quit the microphone. And listen to how loud they cheer as I walk out of the arena. Or if I got choked out at the top of the ramp, anyway. Let's see. Not a whole lot. We didn't see a whole lot of Edge tonight, but the word's going around. He's banged up a little bit. Punk's banged up a little bit. Punk won't tell anybody what's wrong with him.
That's so funny, because they're like, he's working hurt, but we don't really know, because he doesn't tell anyone that he is.
So it could be news with a capital Z, the way the Russell Crap forums like to say it.
Zed, as I like to say it.
Well, it's just the fact that
comedians
it's, you know,
out there.
It's just the fact that it's a, you know, it's somebody wants to be famous kind of news. I'm going to make this up and see how far it goes on the internet. So, I could be wrong. See, I've given myself way too much time here for Bash predictions.
Well, you can drag out our explanations and then be like half a point if you can guess what they're wearing.
Actually, I'm going to mess with it a little bit, but give me just one second here. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Okay. Curse of having long hair and an earpiece. Okay. Let's get started with the pick-ems for the Bash. Let's see. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, 9 points possible that I have set up. And if we think of any other, if you guys think of any cool rules, throw them out here.
All right.
We'll start on the list here. At the very bottom, we'll start with a tag match. The unified tag team championship match that was touched on Raw. Los Colons versus Legacy. I'll make this a 2-pointer. 1 point for which team wins, and a point for who got pinned. So, Fire, you are our newest guest.
Well, the first question, I think we ought to decide if it's actually going to be shown at the Bash or if they're going to put the tag match in a dark match again so that nobody gets to see what happens.
Well, that is a possibility, and I feel bad for Los Colons if that happens.
Yeah.
We'll also put out there that you can take half points where points are for I don't give a shit. We do allow that. We do have the I don't give a shit rule here.
I'm gonna say it's still a dark match because they haven't done too much that I can recall on any of the shows even to remind us that we have a unified tag team belt or that we even have a tag team. Well, I guess we've just got two teams. I don't know if that makes a division. I think I'll go with the Colognes. It'll be a dark match.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Primo will get pinned.
So So the clones win or lose?
Oh, wait.
Heel turn.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? Yeah, let me go with that.
Primo gets pinned by Carlito. No.
Carlito in a heel turn.
Pinned by Carlito in a heel turn. Here, I will, since you only live about a half an hour from me, I will bring pizza to the next pay-per-view we watch together.
If I'm right, all right, excellent. I'm going to make a call to Vince.
Do not use your,
or Donald,
do not use
whoever.
Try Donald first, because him and Vince off-screen are tight. Trisha, what do you think?
I'll go with Legacy winning.
Alrighty.
Because I think they haven't, well, I don't know, the tag team division's really dead, but I think they really need to, like, murder it to drive home the point.
There you go,
so
murder it.
I'll go with Legacy for the win and for them just not to, like, defend their titles for months at a time. And
so,
Bimo getting pinned, not the pinned. But pinned.
Primo's getting pinned.
Yes.
Well, I think, since they really haven't put much into it, that they're not even paying attention to this match. I think Los Colones are going to retain, and that Cody gets pinned. But we'll see what happens. All right, next on the list. John Cena facing The Miz. The Miz has been a pain in John Cena's butt for the last couple of months. Or that John Cena really just doesn't give a shit what Miz is doing out there. Miz has gone out there and has declared victories by forfeit, count out, disqualification, big show interference, and taking a knife to pull a Charlie Haas by going out there dressed as Cena and actually sending a Cena mark sitting next to me into an enormous angry frenzy. It was beautiful. And for that, I'm actually going to say Miz has come quite a ways. Now Miz is going to get his wish, and he needs to be careful what he wishes for. Fire, what do you think?
I've learned through many a WrestleMania betting pool to never bet against John Cena. So I'm going to take Cena for the win.
All right, Trista?
Yeah, I'm going to take Cena for the win, too, because I see this playing out much like a Goldberg versus Chris Jericho.
I'm with you guys, mainly because something I was talking with another friend of mine about, when a tag team is broken up, Vince has it in his head that one guy's Michaels and one guy's Jannetty every time. Miz, the M in your name stands for Marty. I'm sorry, man. So Cena for the win.
Yeah, Cena's getting to be Undertaker-esque when it comes to pay-per-views.
Yeah.
All right. Undertaker's good, though.
And word is that Taker wants to be back by SummerSlam.
Cool.
My fingers are crossed. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see him. I would like to see him come back. I've also heard that Sean's ready to go. They're just looking for a place. They're looking for an opening to get him in there.
Batista's injured. He should be back now.
Yeah, there's your opening.
There you go. He can come back and help out Triple H or something, and then we can get Randy Orton versus Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
The end. God, why aren't I the creative team?
Well, then it's. They do have a couple of writer positions open, guys. I've already sent my resume, and they won't call me back. Anyway.
Well, you failed to provide us with that information. Where to send
WWE
our resumes.
WWE Corporate. It's not my fault that you guys don't go to the corporate site of WWE.com or that you don't go to WWE.com at all. For that, I don't blame you. Okay, what else we got on here? I want to talk about this match. Why is The Great Khali versus Dolph Ziggler even on this card?
because Dolph Ziggler is filled with awesomeness. Oh my God, Nikki.
Do not get me wrong. He has an excellent build. He has fantastic abs. But every time I see him, all I can think of is a picture I took of him in 2005 with Kerwin freaking White.
Quiet, you. That is the race.
I'm not a racist. Chavo was. I also think of the cheerleader outfit, but I'm trying not to.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I agree. He looks great. I'm still not 100% sold on his new theme. But
no, but I'll keep watching.
There you go. At least it's worth the view. Is that the same joke about watching music videos with the sound off?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So do you guys care about this match? Do you want to vote to see who's going to win this match?
Dolph Ziggler is going to take it like you don't even know.
Byron, you agree?
I think you can only take it if there are shenanigans involved. Can I split my points? If there's no shenanigans, I think it'll be Kali. But if there's shenanigans, like a chair or some sort of other thing that's not allowed, a ref bump or something, then I think Dolph takes it.
Or you could at least take the I don't give a shit point. And then that's
no, it's not quite that I don't give a shit. I can see it going either way.
Yeah.
So give me the half point for either way.
Okay, I'll give you the half point. Because, to be honest, I'm kind of with you, Trista. To me, this feels like a who's getting the push match, and right now Ziggler is getting pushed to the moon. I think they really want to do something with him this time.
They should.
I personally do not care about this match because it's Kali. But I'm gonna pick because I'm pretty confident that Ziggler's gonna be able to pull this off.
I feel like Kali's been sort of fading lately.
His knees have never been the best, and that's why you only see him fall down like once every 3 months because it takes him a minute to get up.
That makes sense.
So now we're actually getting into some more belt territory. Title versus mask. Chris Jericho versus Rey Mysterio. Jericho has decided that he is Jesus and is here to save everybody. Not in the way we wanted him to in 2007, but he feels he can save the WWE one man at a time by taking what he calls the drug away from Rey Mysterio, which Mysterio wears.
Hold his witness.
Yeah, I know. But as Mysterio holds tightly onto his mask for family, for honor, for tradition, for donuts.
For donuts?
Sorry, I'm a Mucha Lucha fan.
Did I hear donuts?
Yes, donuts.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go get donuts.
Just being sure.
Okay, if you ever see the Mucha Lucha cartoon, you'll understand.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Donuts on that cartoon is like pizza to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I have now officially used myself. Thank you. I'm a geek. Right, Fire?
Yes.
No argument there.
Not even a little bit.
So, title versus mask. What do you think's going to happen, Fire?
Well, as much as it breaks my heart, he unmasked Mysterio already once. I don't think it's going to happen again. So I think he's going to lose the IC. I think Ray wins.
Okay.
What I want to have happen.
No, I trust me, I understand. And I'm going to tell him you voted that way.
Well, he'll just have to punish me for that, I guess.
Should I let you go now? Ha. Everybody in the chat room knows exactly what I meant by the donuts. Anyway, because they're all geeks, too. Trista, I'm sorry.
Okay. Our chat room or a different one?
There's a chat room for the Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's kind of hard because, originally I would just go with Ray. But I don't go with him because, I think he'll win. I just go with him because I think it's a good idea from a marketing standpoint. But then I'm hearing things that, he wants to quit, and he's handed in his notice, and he's pissed off that Umaga got released and all this, and he wants to hang out with Vicky or something or other. So then it's like, well, Jericho could win, but then it's like, but is the WWE willing to risk him winning, having Ray get his mask taken away and then, like, have him disappear? So...
Or have him show up on Thursday night.
Yeah. It's a tough call. I'm going to stick with my I don't care point, but that's only because I really don't know.
Okay. Half point for Trista.
Woo! Already in the lead.
So let's see. Because I'm on the fence with you, Trista. I have heard these notes about Mysterio. I didn't realize that there was that much more involved. I was aware that he was supposedly given his notice. I did not realize he was upset about the whole Umaga thing. Or
let's just remember, though, it's also news with a
news.
Z.
News Z.
News Z. Okay. All right. News Z. Then I'm going to ignore it for now because Mysterio without the mask, I've seen it. He looks the same age as Dominic.
Yeah.
And sorry?
No, go ahead.
The mask is essentially Ray's symbol within the company. And I noticed this with the Bash preview tonight on SmackDown that everybody has some sort of logo, insignia, something. And when it comes to Ray, it's that mask. And I realized that I hear that he doesn't wear it when he works in Mexico. Unless he's working with the WWE, he has the mask off because he honored the unfortunate instance of having been unmasked in WCW. I don't see him losing that mask. And I'm as big of a Jericho fan as Fire. Actually, she's a bigger Jericho fan than I am.
What?
I will concede that. But I'm gonna have to go with Mysterio on this one. Okay, women's championship match. Melina versus Michelle McCool, and let's see if Michelle is going to actually pull off being the first woman to be a butterfly belt champion and a women's champion.
Which one are they going for? The pretty pony belt or the?
We're actually going for the real one.
We're on the real belt. Okay.
This is for the actual women's title. Surprisingly, the butterfly belt is not being defended at the Bash. Although they've been doing a lot with it. You know, they've been doing stuff with it on and off on Raw with Mary strutting around with it. But I guess one women's belt at a time. But at least it's the real women's belt.
Right.
What do you think?
Kind of having a hard time caring about this one.
The half point's there.
I might just take the half point there.
Trista?
I have a hard time caring about it, too. It's only because I can't fucking stand Michelle McCool with, like, every ounce of my being.
Yeah, which means they'll probably give it to her.
Which doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. I just don't like her. And I know, Nikki, that, like, you went to the same college or university or something with her. Well, not with her, but as her. And I don't know. I just think it's a really bad idea to have someone, like, that to be first ever Divas and Women's Champion. She should have just stuck with the Diva Belt. The Diva Belt should be for the Diva Search Girls, and the Women's Belt should be for the wrestlers.
I agree.
I think.
You're preaching to the choir, because to be honest, the fact that Michelle was a graduate of Florida State, as I was, you know, and I talked to her when she was still a face and still had the butterfly belt. In person, she ain't bad, but her character is not that great.
It's not. It's horrible.
She has very, very poor promo skills. She's not very convincing as a heel. Melina, however, has kind of fallen off her game a little bit as well. And I'm just, you know, I hate to say it. I'm with you guys. It doesn't matter to me. To be honest, I'd like to see Melina retain.
Yeah.
But I will probably be getting seconds or going to the bathroom or replying to something on Twitter Fingers crossed. I have had John Morrison reply a couple of times.
I had John Morrison reply to me, and oh my God, it was the most exciting thing of my day.
Well, clearly now I need to get Twitter.
Yes, he does. He does respond, because I was making all kinds of cracks about the Palace of Wisdom. So we need to get our heads together and design the place. He said something about how the unicorns are gold and the flowers are leather.
He's just so sexy.
My kind of place.
So sexy.
So, John, if you're listening, you have three fans saying you just falling over. And the
three is just the three.
Well, three of us here together tonight. And the fact that every time I mention your ads, I have to type it all in caps.
Yes, that's the rule.
I showed my mom his entrance, and she thought it was awesome. Because it just fits him so well, and he's so nice to oogle at, and he's just so pretty.
He needs to have his abs bedazzled again. That was kind of a special day.
That was awesome when he was bedazzling his abs.
I think he should. Good. I think when they put him on the microphone, he should always start with, "Hi, I'm John Morrison," and then say something about his abs.
Like at the beginning of the In Crowd, saying that him and Miz did. Anyway,
yeah,
something insanely stupid to say. Like the time when he climbed Mount Everest just to have a refreshing Diet Coke. Who does that? As long as he's getting one from the fridge.
Well, the moving trees thing he did, promo he did a couple of weeks ago, was messed up. And we're way off track, but that's okay.
What were we talking about?
I was talking about John Morrison's abs. I don't know what you all were talking about.
I'll go with, "Hi, I'm John Morrison, and my abs are insured for more than the cost of your house."
That would be nice.
Stuff like that. So before I get too far off topic, and in fact we only have a couple of minutes left, ECW title scramble match.
Ooh.
Tommy Dreamer is the current champion and will be chased by Swagger. Christian, Mark Henry, and Finlay. Finlay, who has been teasing a heel turn, but still comes out to Hornswoggle's music. Damn it.
Yeah.
We got to fix that. So, this is a two-pointer also. Who wins? And since this is the scramble rules like they used at Unforgiven last year, where essentially we're going to be under a time limit, there will be interim champions, which supposedly does not count to anybody's totals. Whoever pinned last when time expired is the champion. So, 2 points. Who wins, but who gets pinned first? Fire.
You always make me do the complicated ones first.
Sorry.
Come back? No, it's all right. I know that there was talk that Vince was not happy with Swagger's work. And so he was kind of getting pushed back down. But the fact that he's actually in the scramble makes me think that he might actually win. For some reason.
So Swagger wins?
I'm going to put Swagger, because there's no way Dreamer wins.
Okay.
I'm shocked he's held it for this long.
All right.
As far as first person pinned, let's just go with Christian as first person pinned.
Okay.
Are they still in after they're pinned, or do they have to leave the match? Or
They stay in.
They stay in. Okay, yeah, then I'll go with Christian as being the first person pinned.
Okay, Trisha?
Do you have to pin the champion?
No, you pin whoever.
I'll go with Dreamer to be first pinned.
Okay.
And then gotta go with my Canadian boy taking it.
Okay, and you said Dreamer pinned first?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Correct.
I'm gonna say Dreamer retains just because I can, and Swagger gets pinned first. Okay, we've got 30 seconds, so some of this is probably just gonna end up in the archives. We can keep going, guys. It's just, the fact that the show is going to be wrapping up momentarily live But we have an archive section, so anybody who's going to stick around after the show, I need you guys just to stick around for another few minutes so that we can finish up these previews. So for the live show, we're out, but stick around. The archives are coming right up. And voila, we are now in archive.
Yay!
Yay!
So they have to wait. They have to wait. So that's my fault for not keeping track of time, but you know what? I don't care.
But John Morrison's abs are much more important.
That's very
exactly.
true.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's ladies' night. What else are we going to talk about?
Exactly.
So, but we do have, we did have two more matches to go over real quick.
Okay.
Holy shit.
So, now we've got the, actually, now I'm going to do the World Heavyweight Championship match first because the WWE Championship match is going to be even more convoluted. World Heavyweight title match, CM Punk versus Jeff Hardy. Punk has been teasing away at this wonderful heel turn that we may get to see some of his legendary Ring of Honor work. Jeff Hardy has made sure, has been, you know, flip-flopping around. You know, some people say he signed a new deal. Some people said this might be his last match, depending on which side of the Zed you want to be on. What do you think we're going to see here in this match?
Fire.
Oh, me. I don't think there's any way they give the belt to Hardy. They've had opportunity to do it and they haven't done it.
So Punk for the win.
So I'm gonna say Punk.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Punk, too, because I love him.
I think I'm going to go with Punk here as well. If Jeff's on shaky ground, they're not going to risk moving the belt at this point. And if Jeff stays, then we get a good storyline of him chasing Punk.
True.
Or we get a badass face out of the Edge. Or as you'd mentioned in chat, and I think it was you, Fire, who said something potentially about Jericho turning back?
No, I think it was somebody else, I think, but
Jake
said something about it. I said thank God, but said somebody suggested that he would be better off as a tweener if Punk's going to go heel. He's better off as a tweener anyway, so.
Yeah, I would just think we're going to need another main event babyface, if Jeff's going to be an issue.
Right.
So I think Edge is going to be the one who turns.
Why isn't Edge on the card?
That's a good question. To be honest, I think it's just the fact that the word was out that he's a little bit banged up.
That could be.
I'm offended.
I'm a little offended myself, but he could still show up.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I hope he shows up and shills some Kentucky Grilled Chicken. Him and Punk can feud over who did it better, and that will be their next year WrestleMania's match. Stupid feuds going into WrestleMania.
Well, no. We're not going to set it up
until the week before that. So this is thinking way ahead.
No, I'm going to hit the continuity button here. Edge and John Morrison have another discussion, and somebody gets hit with a box of Tim Hortons.
Hey.
Then there would be donuts.
Then there would be.
This is a treasure. I worked there.
That's
I hated
two.
It.
That's two
but
donut
it is
references.
A treasure.
I'm going to have to go out and get donuts.
Donuts. I'm gonna have to put a donut sound effect on here. I forgot to bring one. I've got a
those.
Couple. What's wrong with donuts?
Nothing. There's a Tim Hortons right up the street calling my name now.
And there's a Dunkin' Donuts around the corner for me, and this is bad.
Dunkin' Donuts is bad.
But
yeah,
donuts
saying.
For the win. Thank you.
Do you have a Tim Hortons in Ohio?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Actually.
Yeah, Wendy's
Holy.
Bought them. We were the first state to have them.
Wow. You guys must feel special by our Canadian.
Very. I could take you to the first Tim Hortons in Ohio. I could, but it's closed now. But there's 7,000 others that popped up to take its place. So.
So weird.
Yeah. Pretty rocking.
Never work there. For the
okay.
love of God, save your soul and never work there.
They would have to, I mean, they would have to pay, I'd eat so many of the donuts and drink so much of the coffee that I would end up owing them money every week.
Yo, true story, I worked there for 10 months and I gained 15 pounds. True story. It was more for the cheese croissants, though.
Ooh, yeah.
They were delicious.
All right, one more match.
Okay,
donuts.
Donuts. Oh, if the switchboard hadn't gone belly up, I'd have gone and gotten the sound. Got one of somebody whining, but I want a donut.
Yeah.
So that's the last match? Triple H and Randy Orton again?
Yes.
Yeah.
For something fresh and new?
We've
something
not seen
fresh,
that before.
Something fresh and new. Well, actually, Vince got pissed. Because of the whole stupid crap with Trump, and he went to the back and he told Orton, you know what, you know, you think you're hurting now, you're going to hurt even more, and on top of it, I'm going to make every last fan hurt because they're going to have to watch you in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the part of Raw I didn't watch.
Yeah, Vince.
They read the recap and went, I don't think so.
And Vince was so PG when he leaned in, he says, and it's going to be 3 stages of hell.
Didn't say 3 stages of heck, so that way we can get our PG-14 rating.
No, he actually said hell, and I'm just sitting there going, yeah, good one, Vince, real good one.
Keep it clean for the kitties.
Yep.
However, the evil Dr. Levesque made me feel a whole lot better, and he beat the crap out of Orton in the parking lot before the show was over, so.
Always a good thing.
Yes. I was glad, though, that Hunter did not pull a 2002, throw Randy in the trunk, slam the lid shut, and drive away.
The like only way that would be good would be then if Randy did not show up at the pay-per-view because he's still in the trunk of Triple H's car.
Right. They tried that back in 2002, and, well, that was all bad. Although the video of what happened during that weekend was kind of funny. Stealing from the Katie Big storyline when Kane stuffed Triple H in the trunk of a car and took off. Hunter shows up next week and they're like, well, you got stuffed in the trunk of a car. And they had that child safety release thing, so I got out. I was fine. Hurricane comes out and says, no, I know what happened to you over the weekend, and they show the proctology video. Which was funny. But I swear Vince's writers are all from Saturday Night Live because it's funny for the first couple of minutes and they forget to stop.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, but I'm going to make this a two-pointer as well. One point, is it 2 or 3 falls? And who wins?
Oh, it's definitely 3.
So
wrestling logic dictates that if it's 2 out of 3, you're going to see all 3 matches.
Unless you're Best Phoenix versus Candice Michelle, then you only go 2 matches.
Right.
Because the other one decides to fall off the turnbuckle like
yeah,
an idiot and
smash
break
her face
the
yeah.
I recall.
You can only be so lucky.
Yeah, I recall Benoit being in a 2 out of 3 falls match where they only went to 2 falls. But so you want to make this 1-pointer and who wins?
Whatever you want, Nikki.
No, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Great. Seize the power.
Okay. Ooh. All right. I'm going to be even more generous. 3-pointer.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's harsh.
No.
More thinking.
Do it. 3 points because it's 3 matches.
Who wins each one?
Yeah, who wins each one? The
first
match is a straight wrestling match. Second match is false count anywhere. And the third match is a stretcher match.
I'm going to go Triple H, Orton, Triple H.
Okay. Get that down real quick. Hunter, Orton, Hunter. Okay, Trista?
I'm going to have Triple H, Triple H, Triple H, because they have WCW mathematics.
Scott Steiner is doing their math for them.
you remember, I saw this promo on Impact, and it was Scott Steiner doing math, and the whole thing just blew my mind, because I think he's actually correct.
He's astounding.
He's good at what he does, which is not a lot.
So, let's see.
I'll really go Orton, Triple H, Triple H, though.
Okay. Okay, let me just put this in. Okay. So you said Orton, and then Hunter takes the other two.
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
Actually, I'm going to do that, too, because
Trista is awesome.
That, too, and I really... and. It's been pointed out, I'll reference another writer that Fire and I both know, Mr. Rich K.S., who is the chief high muckamuck at Online Onslaught, who needs to update his site a little more often, or write
He's
a little
been
more
doing better.
Well, he needs to write a little more often, too.
He's backed about once a week, I think.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I was over there. I can't read Pyro's Raw recaps because he is so negative.
Well, it is Raw.
I know. Even I can find something remotely positive to say about the show. And this is why I don't go over there anymore.
Well, you're talented that way.
But
why I recap ECW.
Well, I'm just saying, when the dust settles, I just, you know, I'm not a WWE apologist. I'm a wrestling apologist. There, you know, I watch because I can still find something positive. TNA, however, has done so much wrong with the Main Event Mafia pretty much taking over the show, they can't keep me.
Take that, TNA. You lost Nikki. So is that it for the Pick'ems then?
Yeah, I think that's everything. That should do it. So I think I've kept Fire up way past her bedtime.
Fire's going to ComFest this weekend, so Fire's there from way early in the morning to way late at night.
And I'm going to have a long day tomorrow myself. If I get out of bed at a reasonable hour, I'm going to swing by Origins for a little bit and say hey to everybody, and then I've got to book out to Indianapolis.
Yep, busy, busy.
Well, I'm going to be at Insanity Pro Wrestling. I'm doing some stuff for their radio show, IPW's Internet Insanity.
Ooh, sorry.
You're fine. I know why you're booing too. So
competition.
Competition,
no,
and she and the host
it's
don't quite get
than
along.
That.
Gotcha.
She and the host have nuclear heat.
But for the record, I'm the right one.
Okay. Good to know.
However, since I am not involved in what has brought that on, I am safe for the moment.
Excellent.
Until I tell you my side of the story.
Well, like I said, you know, I don't think I want to know because I don't want to get in the middle of it. I really
no,
don't.
You won't.
Because I value you as a friend. I value him as a friend to a point. Because, yeah, there are times that I...
Ow.
Well, every now and again, I'll punch him in the balls for you. How's that?
Okay.
Is that fair?
And then kick him in the face.
I can't kick that high.
Damn.
Fire, you can kick that.
How short you are.
Remember, I'm barely taller than Rey Mysterio.
Oh, wow.
I'm barely taller than Rey Mysterio. Evan Bourne might be taller than me.
Not by much.
Not by much. I'm trying
You're
to
not that tall.
I think we're about the same height.
That's why you keep wanting me to come to Indianapolis.
Yes. I want you to kick this guy in the head.
Well, I don't know if I can do that, but...
I keep trying to get Dave Chris to chop the crap out of him, and it just ain't happening. So, but yeah, tomorrow I'm hoping to drop Origins, and then I will take off for Indianapolis, which means I'm not going to see my bed again till 3 o'clock the next morning. Not fun, but well worth. It's going to be worth my time. I will be watching the pay-per-view on Sunday. Fire, you are more than welcome to come by my place. I'm going to have a bunch of guys over.
All right, we'll see. Like I said, we'll be late at the park, but we'll see what happens.
All right, it just the door's open, and Trista, if you feel like hopping a flight to the States.
Yeah.
I'll fly over.
Fly to Columbus for the pay-per-view.
I got my magic powers. I got bit by a spider the other day, so I'm still waiting for my radioactive.
You'll be all radiation.
And I'll like web my way over, unless
that'll
we
work.
Shoot out hammocks instead.
There you go. I was gonna say if that doesn't work, ask Tyler Black to give you to walk you through that whole tunnel.
Yeah, he'll be able to show you where it is.
I would probably ask Tyler Black to do much naughtier things than walk me through a tunnel, but hey, we'll keep it PG for the TV.
Why you're late?
Keeping it PG.
Exactly. I have not insinuated anything. I just know that you two will be deep in discussion. There might not be a whole lot of talking, but there will be some discussion. There will be some physical interaction. And
he's a very good-looking guy.
Very much so.
I can't argue that.
Some other time I'll have to tell you when we saw him in his towel.
What?
No.
Gotta run.
Tell that story. You're gonna have to tell us.
We were at Ring of Honor.
Wasn't there.
We were at my first Ring of Honor show, and so I was, you know, hooked. And we're standing. Nikki's wandering around trying to get pictures of people, and we're standing out in front of the Montgomery County Fairgrounds Coliseum. And this guy walked by in a white towel, and I'm assuming not much else. And he walks into the men's room, and I'm like, oh, my God, that was Tyler Black. And my husband says, was that your boy? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, I'll be right back. So he goes into the bathroom, goes up and just goes up to the sink and washes his hands and makes small talk with him, and then comes back out. And I'm like, well, where is he? Why didn't you bring him back out with you? And he just smiled. So then Nikki came back, and she's like, oh, I got a picture of Claudio. And I'm like, yeah, well, I just saw Tyler Black in a towel. So, you know, that was our big Tyler Black in a towel story.
Doggone it. She won. Because Claudio was in a suit.
No pictures, so I'm not sure if I won completely, but.
Well, that's true. You didn't get a picture. I got a picture of Claudio.
Yeah, so.
I did not realize how tall this man was. I did not realize how tall Claudio was.
Claudio's freaking huge. I, like, hardly went up to his shoulder when I met him.
I didn't even get that far.
Yeah, that's true. He's a very tall guy. My friend has the biggest crush on him. It's so cute. When we were at Northern Navigation last year, the first time ROH was in Canada, and it was Claudio against Danielson, we had front row seats, and Claudio comes by to, like, slap everyone's hands or whatever, and he slapped hers, and she just kind of, like, looked at me and looked at her hand, and she's like, touched me. I was like, yes, he did. I saw it. I was right here. And she bought a Claudio shirt, too. She doesn't watch wrestling, so I'm like, oh, that's so cute. She goes for Claudio. And that's about it.
And better before he got his hair cut.
You got a laugh out of me when I was trying to pick on whoever Danielson was fighting the last show we went to together.
I don't remember.
I don't know. I cannot remember the other guy's name. But Danielson was very early in the show, and he's wrestling this guy that I swear to God looked like Alex Shelley. I knew it.
No, it was Jimmy Rave.
That was Jimmy Rave.
Yeah, it was his return to Ring of Honor. One of his returns. He's got a big welcome back chant.
And I didn't have any toilet paper. He looked like Alex Shelley.
Yeah.
It's in the eyes.
No, he had the little faux hawk thing happening.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And the shorts and the whole bit. And I was like, I yelled, the crowd got real quiet, and I yelled, Alex Shelley wants his gimmick back. And Danielson.
Hair back.
Yeah, something like that. And Danielson looks over and says, me? You, Chuck Norris.
Oh, the other guy.
Him.
All right, ladies. Well, I want to thank you for having me on.
Fire, thank you so much for coming and joining us on the show. You know you're always welcome. I'm just going to warn you, the guys aren't quite so nice.
I think
they will cut you off.
Not, well, once maybe.
No, Trista, I think the part of the thing is when Seidelman runs the show, I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
So I don't think he can hear you real well either. So
that's possible.
The next time you come on, if you come on before the show, just tell him if there's any way he can turn your volume up, he needs to turn it all the way up.
I'm usually on my cell phone when I do that too.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on the house phone because Mom's like, your phone bill's too expensive. Use a house phone. I'm like, okay. No one doesn't really talk like that. But,
so,
yeah.
Then next time, if you can use the landline, maybe that'll solve part of
that
the problem.
Might help.
Well, I was on it last week.
Okay.
I still got cut off because...
I'm sorry.
People are rude.
We will pass around boots to the head at that point. Fire, you go get some sleep, dear. I need to get some sleep myself.
All right.
Hey, you guys. Holy.
Yeah, like I said, my day starts, if I do this right, my day's going to start at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's not going to stop till 3 o'clock the next morning.
Yep.
That's insane.
Talk to you guys later. Take care.
You too, Fire.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Night, Trista, and thanks again. I had a blast.
Tonight was too fun. I love talking to girls about wrestling because then it's like sidetrack and then, oh yeah, let's talk about ring psychology. And it's like, fuck ring psychology. Did you see this guy's abs? And it's really.
I think, you know, maybe I should petition, you know, actually, I've got Seidelman on IM. I should just tell him. Ladies' night needs to happen more often.
It does. Like once a month.
Well, I would like to do. Whoops. I'm coming. I wanted to do a straight up radio show with just us.
I'm for it.
But I don't have a free night.
We'll make one.
I don't have a regular free. The only times I think I could do it is before ECW on Tuesday. Before RVD Radio on Wednesday. And maybe Sunday. Or we get Seidelman to let us do ladies' night, you know, once every month or every 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Because I'm digging this. I've been wanting to do my own show for a long time. I just don't have a night to do it yet.
Yeah. Well, like I'm totally up for doing, like, a show or whatever, but it's just I work nights during the summer, which is why I'm all pissed off that you guys are leaving, because I know I'm going to be up for like another 4 or 5 hours and I'm just getting my night started by doing
cool.
The puzzle.
Nah, it's cool. Like I said, I'm just, you know, I'll bug Seidelman about it, and now it's on the archive, you will know about it. And Dingbat's going to make me compile all the pick-ems, which I really don't want to do.
I can help you.
Well, I'm going to have a bunch of MySpace mails and other crap, and VRM doesn't have Twitter or MySpace, so the only way you can send it to me is a private message on WrestleCrap, so I got to pull it from there, and because they want to take it out of the chat room. I'm not saving the freaking chat room.
Is there anyone in the chat tonight? Well, Forrest was there, wasn't he?
Forrest was listening.
Yeah.
But my board has gone kaput, so I don't even know if he was still out there. But you're still here, so I'm guessing he's still listening. VRM and Seidelman were the only ones in the chat room.
What did they think?
Let's see.
I just imagine, like, eye rolls, like, constantly.
No. Okay, VRM was the only one in the... VRM was the only one in the chat room because I was in there. Seidelman said in chat that, I thought he said it was a good show. Oh, well.
I'm sure you can convince him to let us do this more often.
Yeah.
Are we still archiving right now?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Private conversations.
Well, if he listens as far, hi, Seidelman. You didn't hear this. Really. Honest.
I love you.
More ladies' nights.
Ladies' night.
I will go find that song and I will put more sound effects up here because I had a bunch of other ones that I didn't get to use tonight.
It should be the version from the wedding singer with John Lovitz, and he's singing it.
I can look into it. I was going to get the original.
That's a funny movie. I watch it too much. Well, anyways, you have to go to bed.
Yes, I do.
I have to shower. I got my night started and not do anything.
Well, there you go. And don't work too hard, dear.
I never do. It's not a problem, trust me.
Awesome.
And I'm only there until August. Oh, all right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, Mickey.
Good night, Trista. Thanks again.